Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the creator of all the creations, the one that does not need anything and does not resemble any of his creations. And I ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, his kind Al family and companions, and to increase our knowledge and grant us sincere intentions. The following is a section illustrating the preparation of the dead and the funeral prayer, janazah. Washing, shrouding, after washing, praying for and burying the dead Muslim is a communal obligation, fard kifaya, upon everyone who knew about him, if he, that is the dead Muslim, even if it were a child, was born alive, that him being alive was known by crying or voluntary movements. It is not an obligation to perform the aforementioned for the original blasphemer and the apostate. Shrouding and burial are obligatory for a member of the people of the book who is a subject of the Islamic State, dhimmi, if the people of his religion did not do that for him. However, he is not buried in Muslim cemetery. Moreover, washing, shrouding, and burial are obligatory for a stillborn Muslim, that is, the one born without any signs of life, provided the beginning of a human form is apparent, or else it is recommended that it would be wrapped in a piece of cloth and then buried. The funeral prayer is not performed for a dhimmi or the stillborn Muslim. Whoever dies as a result of fighting the blasphemers, even if one blasphemer, will be shrouded in his blood-soiled battle clothes. Doing so is recommended. If the battle clothes are not enough, more material will be added to the battle clothes, up to 3 wraps. Then he will be buried but not washed, and the funeral prayer is not performed for him because he is a battle martyr. The minimum obligatory washing of the dead is to remove the najas filth on the dead person's body, if any, and to use pure and purifying water to wash the dead person's body, whole skin and hair, even if the hair was thick, once. However, washing him 3 times is better. The minimum obligatory shroud for the dead person is which covers the whole body except the head of a muhrim male and the face of a muhrim female, for these will not be covered. However, 3 wraps are used for the person who died, leaving an inheritance exceeding his debts, or had no debts to start with, provided he did not leave a will requesting not to be wrapped in 3 wraps. For if he had requested not to be wrapped in 3 wraps, then what is obligatory is to be wrapped in 1 wrap, which covers the whole body. The minimum obligatory prayer for the dead is to intend to perform the obligatory funeral prayer for that dead person, as one is saying the opening Allahu Akbar, and doing so while standing if one is able. Then one recites Al-Fatiha. Reciting Al-Fatiha is a must. It is recommended to recite it after the first Allahu Akbar. However, it is permissible if the recitation is delayed till after that. The conditions for the validity of Al-Fatiha in the 5 obligatory prayers must be observed here as well. Then one is obligated to say Allahu Akbar a 2nd time. Then to say after the 2nd Allahu Akbar, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. It is not permissible to bring forward saying Allahumma salli ala Muhammad before the 2nd saying of Allahu Akbar. Nor is it permissible to delay saying that till after the 3rd saying of Allahu Akbar. Rather, as-salatu ala al-nabi must be said after the 2nd saying of Allahu Akbar. then to say Allahu Akbar a third time, then to supplicate to Allah for something that pertains to the life after, such as to ask Allah to forgive and have mercy on that dead Muslim. It is more complete to supplicate to Allah with what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then to say Allahu Akbar a fourth time, then to say the closing Assalamu alaykum. It is better, however, for one to go back to supplicating to Allah after the fourth saying of Allahu Akbar. The one who performs the funeral prayer must satisfy the conditions like purification and directing one's chest towards the Qibla, and one must avoid the invalidators of prayer, for what invalidates any of the five prayers invalidates the funeral prayer. The minimum obligatory burial of the dead requires a hole dug in the ground which prevents the smell from rising and protects the body of the dead person from wild animals, digging him out and eating him. It is recommended sunnah to do what is more complete, and that is to dig the grave as deep as a man's height with his arms extended overhead, which is 4.5 cubits deep, and to widen it. The chest of the dead must be directed towards the Qibla, while laying the dead on his side facing the Qibla. It is unlawful, haram, to bury the dead in a mausoleum, which is a structure where a dead person is admitted into before the previous dead person's body have vanished. Such place does not prevent the smell of a dead person. May Allah Ta'ala end our lives with Al-Islam, and Allah Ta'ala knows best.